We'll wait here momentarily as head coach Tom Ceratori is now joining us outside of the Beaver bench.
Hey, Schulte.
Tom, I don't think you played bad, but boy, you make a mistake here and they can make you pay, and it's a goal in a darn hurry, isn't it?
Absolutely, Schulte. And in the second period, I just told our guys between the second and third, it's a simple game. It's a simple game. But you better know when there is danger, when there's potential danger, and there's no danger. Our guys have a hard time reading danger right now.
I was just talking before you came on how 6-on-5 is really hard here, just because there's no room. And it's all the no room in the corner, right? You mean you can't get anything going down below the goal line, can you?
Absolutely. Good point, Schulte.
How does that change how you need to play 6-on-5 when you don't have, that 10, 12 feet down below the goal?
You still got to do what you're going to do. You got to keep your structure. You got to do what you're doing. For the first minute of the 6-on-5, we didn't have anybody in the bumper spot. And you have to have somebody be a bumper just because, again, what it's going to do is going to occupy one of their guys. And if it doesn't occupy one of your guys, one of their guys, you're going to be open.
Bumper between the hash marks, between the circles, correct?
You got it. You got it in the slot.
Good luck getting the puck to somebody there. But again, that draws somebody else to him,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what it does. It occupies. Either occupies somebody. We have our centerman always take the bumper on a 6-on-5. So, it's either going to take somebody. If not, it's going to open somebody up. And you'd be surprised how many pucks, though, if you get a puck through. If you get a puck through, that guy's going to be, in a good spot for a rebound as well.
You guys did end up with one power play goal. It was Ziri's second goal, but it was a struggle on the power play tonight, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it was. It was
more
a
you
struggle.
Or more what they were doing?
Oh, I don't know, Schulte. I got to watch tape right there. I don't want to get too premature here, so.
Obviously, the two quick goals was a major turning point there, wasn't it?
Big time. I mean, 4-1, this rink can get wacky. But 4-1 is tough to come back on. We all know that.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, Schulte.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here. It's our Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Ferris State wins this one by the final score of 4-1.